I have Catherine Pierce from Friends of the Earth International on the phone. And Catherine, what's happening in Montreal at this moment?
Well, this is the second day of the climate talks, so things are just getting started, really. It's not got off to a great start because, for a number of reasons, the United States, the Bush administration has already confirmed that they are not willing to see any progress on future talks at this meeting. They're not willing to see any developments and any agreements made on the negotiations to start for the post-2012 regime. So they've been very clear, and they said this yesterday, and have been very clear in setting out what their intentions are. The EU bloc, who are normally relied upon to be fairly progressive, fairly strong, and fairly good in demonstrating some leadership on the climate talks, they have also been in various interviews today and yesterday, have been downplaying the success of these talks and suggesting that there may not be a significant outcome from these talks. So it's not looking particularly good at this stage.
How many sessions are left before something official will be announced?
Well, it's a very long process. We have 2 weeks that this conference will last. And what normally happens is that we've had a 1 or 2 days of official plenaries. Now, those plenaries then break down into smaller negotiating groups. And those negotiation groups then spend from now until mid-next week really hammering through some of the crucial negotiations, some of the crucial detail behind these talks. And it's only towards the end of next week when the ministers from around the world arrive, and that's when we begin to see any official formal announcements. So at the moment, everything is very much behind the scenes, meetings going on behind closed doors, negotiations in the corridors.
What kind of workshops or what are you doing at the moment in order to try to make sure that the United States position can be changed?
Well, I don't think the U.S. position is going to change. The Bush administration has been very clear for some time now that they're not going to change their position on signing to Kyoto or taking on any legal mandatory cap. So what we have to do and what we are trying to do is to encourage other governments to recognize that, to recognize that the United States will not move, and therefore we cannot wait for them to change their mind. In a sense, what we want is working together with a moving effort on these negotiations to start. Now, the NGOs are operating in many ways and trying to put pressure on various government delegations to do this. Friends of the Earth has a climate mosaic outside the building, which we are launching tomorrow. And the mosaic is made up of lots of paintings and messages that have been drawn and written by people from all over the world who are very worried about climate change and want to see action at these talks. So this installation will be up for the remainder of the negotiations, and the mosaic will represent messages and urgency on these talks and the need for action on climate change.
In the news today, there was a story talking about European Union's goals for cutting the greenhouse gases, that they're 8% behind the goals they have proposed or they decided some time ago, and they stayed behind those goals. Was there any discussion of that in the, during these days in Montreal?
Not stage, no. the EU are being quite quiet at this stage. And as I said, the interviews that have been given in the last couple of days are downplaying any sort of breakthrough in these talks. Now that could be because they are using that as a negotiating tool, but they are downplaying their position in order to try and increase the pressure later on. It's not entirely clear at this stage, but they're certainly not talking about levels of targets.
Thank you to you. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.